This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a friend who recently has disclosed that he adheres to the amillennial view of Scripture, and my alarm bells went off real quick. And I'm wondering what your position is on that. And further, I feel like it's twisting Scripture and it may even be heretical. So I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Well, the first thing I think about that is the timing of the tribulation or the meaning of the millennium is not something that we want to affix the word heresy to. This is something that we can debate vigorously as Christians, but we simply don't have to divide over. So I wouldn't affix the word heresy to this. There are Christians who believe that the millennium is a period of time between the first and second comings of Christ. So they still associate an indiscriminate amount of time, perhaps 2,000 or more years, to this time frame. We don't know at this point, or an amillennial can't tell you exactly how much time will lapse because the second coming of Jesus Christ is not yet taking place. The premillennial position is a position which says that after the second coming of Jesus Christ, people will be saved and there'll be a 1,000-year semi-golden age with a rebuilt temple and reinstituted temple sacrifices. And some even say that those temple sacrifices will atone for sin. Then there'll be a great apostasy at the end of this millennial age and then the eternal state. I personally don't agree with either of those two positions. I think that what Revelation is communicating is not a quantity of time, but a quality of vindication for the martyrs. In other words, they will suffer for a short time. Their vindication will be an eternal vindication. But I think ultimately to settle this in your mind requires something that I think few people spend enough time with, and that is an understanding of the art and science of biblical interpretation. To understand the book of Revelation, and this includes Revelation chapter 20, where this idea of 1,000 years is repeated 6 times, you have to have a good understanding or a good grasp of the Old Testament Scriptures. If you do not, you might get caught going off on a fantastic fantasy journey as opposed to grounding yourself in the wellspring of the Old Testament.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.